Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, welcome back, Startup Nation Radio. Boy, we're bringing you an expert today. We're giving you that. We're leveling the playing field, and we're even giving you an advantage. We're talking about cloud computing. Chris from Deloitte, thanks so much for being on the show today. Great information, Chris. A lot of stuff there. We wanted to wrap up with a couple of things. One, I can use all this on mobile as well as on my desktop, right?
Absolutely. So mobility is just another way of delivering it. Think of LinkedIn. Many of us have that. There's a LinkedIn mobile.
I mean, that's really even an advantage because, for example, on my mobile platform, if that's all I have with me, I certainly don't have all my data and all my, you know, I don't at my fingertips, but I can plug in through the mobile, right?
That's 100% right. So you've got, you know, Salesforce.com, LinkedIn, Workday, who I mentioned before. These are the top three cloud computing companies on Wall Street. All of them have mobility capabilities. It's core to their approach. Many of them are just going mobile.
Yeah, that's a major advantage. And then we wanted to touch on a couple of any cautionary notes if I'm going to go with the cloud. You know, we've given the positives. Anything I need to be...
What's a downside?
Any downsides?
Two downsides, two things to keep aware of. One, availability. Availability is measured by, can I connect to the internet?
Right.
Of course, there's mobility, as we just discussed, but by and large, I want to be on my computer, connect to the internet. How secure, how often and secure am I can get to the internet? Second, the availability uptime of my service provider. So largely, these are the five nines, 99.999% availability. Microsoft and others all have had some unexpected downtime. When that happens, people are idle.
That's
I don't care your mobile.
Point.
I don't care where you are. When your cloud provider's systems are not available to you, you're not operating.
Yeah.
You're not operating. So
good to be aware.
They're all out there. Rackspace is another big player in the space as well. I've used them for many, many years, have had very little downtime. It does happen, though. That's probably availability, those two dimensions. And then the second is security. I mean, Dan mentioned it before. Jeff, you kind of jumped in on it, which is you just want to make sure you're really checking the credentials of your cloud provider, that they have the proper certifications and the proper security stamps around what they're doing and how they're doing it, because again, you want to make sure your data is secure.
Okay, great. Listen, Chris Cameron from Deloitte. Boy, Chris, I got to tell you, I've known you a while now, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years. One of the pledges that Dan and I set out to establish with Startup Nation Radio was to bring tremendous value by giving access to the experts. Chris, you nailed it for us today.
Thank you, Chris.
You're a true expert. Thank you very much. You represent Deloitte beautifully. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, thank you both. It's been a pleasure being here.
All right, great. And Dan, moving right on now, we've got more dreams to make come true. We've got more information to provide. You've got a guest for us. Tee it up.
Well, it's so great to be, again, around smart people like Chris Cameron here. We've got another really smart person. Brian Bosch graduated from Dartmouth about a year and a half
ago. Need we say more, right?
I'm humbled.
Right, right.
Grew up in Montana, went to Dartmouth, came to Detroit as part of a Venture for America fellowship by who else who's behind it, Dan Gilbert, and works for a company called BizDem, which is really focused on revitalizing the cities of Detroit and Cleveland on through entrepreneurship. And we're going to have Brian talk about what BizDem does and what this kind of accelerator can do for other entrepreneurs within the city. So, Brian, welcome to the city.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Welcome
thanks
to Detroit.
For having me.
Yeah.
Good to have you on
Startup Nation Radio.
Good to have you on Startup Nation Radio. What an interesting story you have, and as Dan said, welcome to Detroit. So tell us, what are you doing here?
Yeah, so BizDem is a startup accelerator. So the accelerator model came about early 2007 with accelerators like Y Combinator, Techstars, to fill this need of these early stage startups who didn't have a way to get off the ground and didn't have the mentorship and advisors in place to really make an impact.
And is accelerator kind of incubator? That's all kind of the accelerator.
So incubator is more location focused, where you go in for longer periods of time and really try to build your company. It's mostly space. They don't take equity, and it's mostly just giving you some mentorship and kickstart you off the ground. Where an accelerator model, it's really mentorship driven now. So you have mentors that are assigned to you. You get free office space for around 3 to 6 months is the typical accelerator. They take equity with the initial investment, and they try to help you get follow-on investment. So those are the key differentiators.
And how long have you been with the organization?
I've been with BizDem for the last year and a half.
Year and a half.
Yep.
And are you seeing examples of success come out of the program? And if so, maybe highlight a couple for us.
Yeah, so we're working with really early stage companies. So a typical company will come in maybe without even a product launched yet. That's how early we're working with. So we really bet on the teams coming through. The BizDem Accelerator has been started in January 2012. So we've only been at it for a couple years now, actually 2 years now. So some big successes that have come out so far, if you've heard of Chalkfly, they sell office and school supplies
online. We had them on the show.
We did. Yep.
Exactly. So they came through the Business Accelerator in the end of 2012. We're able to secure funding from Detroit Venture Partners, Griffin Ventures, Ludlow Ventures, a number of different venture capitalists. And they really took off from, I sat across from them while they're dancing to Beyonce, just the three of them. and they've grown to, I think they did around $2 million in revenue last year and have really taken off in the city of Detroit.
That's fantastic, Brian. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of small entrepreneurs, one of the things that prevents them, I think, from going to different organizations like this is that they don't want to get fleeced. They don't want their equity taken. They mm-hmm. They have this idea, but they don't know what to do yet. They don't want to give it away. Mm-hmm. So to have a space where you can actually have mentorship and help with your business plan, that's invaluable. And you're mm-hmm. not going to have your equity wiped out.
Yeah. Well, it's not about the equity with accelerators. Your typical accelerator will take around 5 to 10% equity, and that's usually for around $15,000 to $50,000.
Wow.
So it's a small amount of capital with a decent chunk of money. I mean, 5 to 10% is a decent slice of the equity pie.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's really about the mentorship. It's really about all of the resources they're giving. So business an example, we give free office space for up to 6 months.
Wow.
We give access to the Quicken Loans family of companies as mentors, advisors.
What's that worth?
Direct business connections.
Exactly.
It's invaluable. You can't measure that of an impact that it has on a small company. And just providing the resources of a huge company to a small company, as we're talking with cloud computing resources, shipping, whatever else you need from a tech side, we can really provide that type of value. And a lot of accelerators will.
You put those arms right around that entrepreneur and you give them a big bear hug and you just take care of them.
Absolutely. Well, the confidence that it builds, just being in an environment where there are other, you know, your peers and let alone mentors, you know, and the kind of resources you're talking about is phenomenal. How many companies in the program at any particular time?
We usually have around 3 to 6 per accelerator session. So we started out as doing around 4 accelerators a year, accelerator sessions particularly. And we've gone to more 1 to 2 per year with around that 3 to 6. So we've invested in over 21 companies in Detroit in the last 2 years and also 21 in Cleveland.
And is this model, a model that's out there that a lot of other cities or communities have, or are there uniquenesses to your model?
There are dozens of accelerators around the country now. It's really taking off. Yeah. It's a growing industry.
Yeah.
What's unique about us is there's a lot of accelerators who are now becoming more focused in particular verticals. So there's healthcare, tech, startup accelerators. There's your real estate. There's your cloud computing like Techstars in Austin. BISM's really focused on things that Michigan's really good at and the Quicken Loans family of companies are good at. So real estate, sports and gaming, anything to do with analytics and computing through the Quicken Loans network. So it's really, we are focused on a particular set of verticals that we can provide a ton of value for. It's all about fit in these accelerators.
Sure. And how does somebody get into an accelerator like that? What's the process?
Mm-hmm. So it's usually a longer application process where you apply with your company. Usually you have to show work that you've executed on before. You have to show the background of your team and if you're able to actually execute on the idea you're proposing, because often you don't have something when you apply to an accelerator.
So when you say it could just be an idea, it's got to be an idea, but there's got to be some substance to it, obviously.
Yes.
I mean, you can't just come in and say, hey, I've got a good idea for a business. Yeah. It's got to be, hey, I've got this good idea and here's the support I have to support the idea and the opportunity, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So some of those things, review those things again for us just to make sure people are prepared if they want to give this a shot.
The different...
The things that... Frame out for us kind of where you need to be. When you look for an applicant, what are the hallmarks that you're looking for to get someone into the program?
Well, as many managing directors of Startup Accelerator say, there's five big things they look for. 1, team. 2, team. 3, market. Yeah. 4, team. 5, team. So it's all about the team at that point.
Right.
If you have a qualified team that's able to execute on a product or idea and they've done it in the past, you really almost have to have nothing. But in terms of the more competition coming out from these accelerators, you really need to be, the best time for an accelerator is really when you're about to launch a product or you're building towards an MVP, so you can really utilize that 3 months of mentorship to shape your product and that product development, customer development. So it's really in that time frame where you're really trying to get a hold of your product market focus, that's the best time to enter.
Hey, Brian, the folks who come through and they apply for BISM, they apply for to be part of Accelerator, and then they don't get in.
Mm-hmm. What happens?
What happens? And B, just by going through that process, what benefit do they get of just going through it?
Mm-hmm. So they're going through, the application process has them outline how they're going to scale, how they're going to get to revenue, what they're going to build. So just working that out with your team is extremely valuable.
Right.
When you get to that interview stage and where you're pitching your company in front of our investor board, you're also practicing your pitch. You're working out how do you communicate your idea with these investors. So it's very valuable.
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, you got to do these things anyway, whether you have a shot at success, whether you're doing it on your own or through the incubator. Well, through the accelerator, excuse me. But listen, we're going to come back, Brian. I want to ask you when we come back, some of the things that you guys like to focus on with these early stage companies to, you know, to help ignite and catalyze their opportunity to become a viable business. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that in a second. Stick with us here on Startup Nation Radio.